tánaise in teachtain seo chatte deir dí mé an scanal mádar le capaisí, agus sunraí a bhhailíonn rinn sleinte agus an féimena sleinte ar poistí, agus teilí a bhí droid ar sonna good ceartnas na cuairtna, dúirt a lom na rúna fíigí lí agad ag an náam sin, agus gurú deise agad éisgrúdú agus an chléir a heispaint. So anró deise agad seo heisgrúdú ó hain, an bhfuil an ceartta seo go fáilíigh dul a ré, agus an corú na teilí ar an álas faoi seo go fáil. Tá ceisan na mór a glíthúil in seo fásta agus caihí an rialtas na ceisan sin a rugairt. Last week at Leaders' Questions, Taoiseach raised the revelations of the whistleblower in the Department of Health, which was first reported by the RTE Investigates programme last Thursday. These, as you know, relate to the gathering information about children who have autism and their families who had taken the state to court to vindicate the right of their children to the access to services that they should have been entitled to in the first place. You said last Thursday that it would be inappropriate for you to comment because you didn't have all of the facts at your possession at the time, but you agreed that it was a very serious matter and that you would watch the programme. I presume, Taoiseach, at this point that you've had an opportunity to establish some of the facts, that you have watched the programme, and that some of the facts are now known around the issue. And I'm sure that you will still agree that this is a very, very serious issue. And none of the explanations offered so far by ministers, and including the Taoiseach, dilute the seriousness of this issue. The dishonesty of this practice of gathering information about children in this way is self-evident. It is at the very least extremely unethical, and there remains legal uncertainties in relation to this practice. I welcome the fact that the Data Protection Commissioner has instigated their own statutory inquiry in relation to this matter. RTE Investigates are reporting this morning, Taoiseach, that the senior counsel who authored the report on the wake of the protected disclosure being made by the whistleblower last year, he is saying that he didn't see the legal advice relating to whether the HSE could provide this information to the department without the consent of the parents. Now, if this is true, Taoiseach, this raises a serious red flag. We know that this information, this practice of gathering information, was at least happening until 2019. And the question now we need an answer to is it still happening today? Is this practice happening as we stand here, as I speak here? The Taoiseach didn't answer this question yesterday, and I'm asking you for a straightforward answer to a straightforward question. Another question that the Taoiseach didn't answer yesterday was, have families been informed? And I now understand why he dodged that question, because we have learned this morning that no families nor their legal representatives have been contacted by the department to inform them that their personal information has been stored by the Department of Health in this way, as revealed by the Primetime Investigation Programme. So, Taoiseach, why hasn't that happened? 1 week on, why are families still in the dark in relation to whether it is they that, that the department have a dossier on in relation to some of this extremely sensitive and personal information? When will they be informed? And it's important that in your response that you don't dance on the head of a pin in relation to whether this is legal or not. Those answers will be answered in due course. But remember when we were dealing with the cervical check scandal, at the very start, senior people told us that there was no legal requirement at that time to disclose the information to the patients. Everybody accepts today that it was the wrong thing to do to hide that information, to deny that information, and that it was unethical to do so. And the same applies to this. Sensitive information of what we believe are 400 families being stored by the Department of Health in this way, and not one of them have been told what information is stored and why.
Taoiseach to reply.
Thank you very much, Deputy, for raising this issue. Understandably, the Primetime programme last week and the allegations contained within it have been very distressing for very many people. Parents and families will go to any length they can to protect their children's rights. And since last Thursday's broadcast, families have been wondering whether they're affected. Work is now underway in the Department of Health to assess all the files and see what contact may be needed so families can be informed. I can't say today when they will be informed, but it will be as soon as possible once the assessment is done. The Department of Health, at the instigation of the Taoiseach, has set up a team to examine the facts in respect of the specific allegations made in the RT Primetime programme. and I look forward to their reporting back as soon as possible and any resulting actions being taken without delay. The team is now going to investigate the matters further, and following the broadcast, Minister Rabbit, who has responsibility for disability services, met with senior officials in her department, and I understand that 110 minutes are being set aside later in the day in the House for further discussion and debate on this matter. The allegations which were subject to the RT Primetime programme on March 25th were brought to the department's attention last year. The department took the matters raised very seriously and commissioned an independent expert review by an external senior counsel. This review was completed in November 2020. The review found that information contained on the relevant files managed by the department is consistent with and typical of the sort of information which arises in such litigation, but I have not seen the report yet myself. There is a reality that the Minister for Health, Education and HSE are often named from time to time as defendants in cases taken against the state, and the role of the Office of the Chief State Solicitor to provide litigation services to government departments under the direction of the Attorney General and regularly jointly represent the state as defendants in litigation. I am assured by the department that the legal approach has always been to settle cases on the best terms possible and on the issues and outcome of the proceedings. And I can reassure the House that the Department of Health, the Department of Education and Skills are also very clear that regardless of any litigation, that simultaneously the primary duty of them and the HSE and the education system is to children and families in order to provide the required care and supports in line with available resources, policy and legislation.
Minister Taoiseach, you've rightly acknowledged that this is distressing for many families. And the key thing they want to know, and they want to know right now, is there a dossier on their family containing sensitive information that they provided to therapists, to counsellors, in relation to how their family or what their family was going through at very difficult times? Is it stored in the Department of Health? Is it still accessible to people within that department, as was revealed in the Primetime Investigates report? And when will they be contacted? You said that the department is accessing the files. Can you confirm that every single person which information has been stored in this manner will be contacted and will be told what information is held in the department? Can you also confirm that this practice has now stopped and that this information that was gathered is no longer accessible in the manner that it was to numerous people within the department? Can you also confirm to us that while we understand that there's 400 cases in relation to children with autism, is this practice, which the Department of Health believes is standard practice, does it also apply to families who took other cases, for example, other health-related cases against
Deputy.
The state? Is the Department of Health also gathering information on them?
You,
and finally, will the report be published that was commissioned last year today, as has been requested by the Health Committee? And do you have any comment that that report didn't see the legal advice in relation to the legality of asking for this information without the consent
Deputy
of families or parents?
Thanks very much, Deputy. They're all very valid and very reasonable questions, but in the briefing I've been given from the Department of Health, the answers aren't here, and I'm not able to give you the answers this morning. However, the Minister will be here this afternoon. I understand nearly 2 hours has been set aside later in the day so that the line ministers can answer any relevant questions and make statements on the matter. What I can say is that in the first instance, health agencies always endeavour to provide appropriate services and support to people with disabilities. However, from time to time, a person or their representative may initiate litigation where they feel the service or supports do not fully meet their needs. It is typical practice for defendants of this type of litigation to gather and maintain appropriate information in order to obtain legal advice or defend proceedings. That's necessary to protect the public interest and is standard practice in the management of litigation. Litigation of this nature is often difficult and can contain sensitive information that can be typical of these cases, which may be distressing when it involves very difficult situations and vulnerable people, especially children.